The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And beards grown by members of the Port Huron Police Department. They are participating in No Shave November. What's that all about? Lieutenant Nick Godwin on the line to tell us all about it. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Paul.
You guys been doing this for a few years now, haven't you?
Yeah, a number of years ago we started participating in both a fundraiser and just something different for the officers, and beards have become more and more accepted, I think, in definitely the pop culture and TV and whatnot, and so police agencies have started to even adapt and change, and so we're right along with them.
There you go.
In addition to that, we use it as a fundraiser to raise awareness and money for research for men's cancer.
That's a great cause. I want to talk more about that. Who's got the strongest beard game in the PHPD?
Well, you know, we're only halfway through the month, so we'll let it play out. It could be up to a number of people, but by November 30th, I'll have an answer for you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, as you said, this raises money for cancer awareness, right?
It does. It does, and you know, the awareness and research. Last year, the Portland Police Department donated a total of $2,200 to both a men's prostate cancer research and the CAN Roof Sit fundraiser. We split the money up between those two projects, and it's definitely something that may not be talked about a lot, and sometimes men in particular have a difficult time either just going to the doctor or saying, yeah, something, I need to get checked out or something's wrong, so just to try to let everybody know that it's a normal and expected thing that you should see a doctor and do things regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. And the early detection through screening really helps and makes a difference. And, you know, you're right. It is something that we don't talk about nearly enough, but probably ought to when we talk about men's health and who should get screened and when they should get screened.
Definitely. It's an important part of life, and nobody wants to get older. Everybody wants to be like Peter Pan and stay young forever, but even as young as 20, that the recommendations are you should have an annual physical exam. It'd be best to find a doctor that you trust and like and see them regularly so they get to know you, you get to know them. And you can annually screen for different cancers, diabetes, thyroid disease, liver problems, skin cancers, and other things that should probably be done yearly.
Yeah, and as you age, there are new things to screen for.
Definitely, after 30, they start saying you should start looking for coronary heart disease. Especially, a lot of these things can vary from person to person with family history and risk factors. And so then after 40, thyroid disease, liver problems, anemia, prostate cancer. So basically, you should just get a doctor, speak with your doctor, and you can obviously shouldn't do your own research, but trust to get a doctor that you trust and take their recommendations and follow through with what they say.
That's right. I mean, some of the stuff is obvious. It's diet and exercise and, making sure that you live a healthy life. I mean, it's not all as simple as that, but those are certainly some things to keep in mind.
Definitely. And I read that laughter increases endorphins, thereby increasing longevity. So get a good sense of humor and engage with others whom you can laugh with, and that'll make you healthier and happier, all on the same tally.
All right. Good stuff to keep in mind as the Port Huron Police Department participates in No Shave November, so don't be surprised if you see some of the men in blue sporting beards during this month, or maybe all year round. Also, recently, last week, in fact, it was the Marine Corps birthday, and I know that when Doug used to come in, as a Marine, he'd talk about this every year. So let's not forget to salute our friends in the Marine Corps.
I wanted to wish them a happy belated birthday to all the Devil Dogs, and hope everyone had a happy Veterans Day and thank their veterans so we can enjoy the freedoms here at home that they fought. fought for and protected us, you know, in different parts of the world. So thank you, veterans, and happy belated birthday, Marine Corps.
Very good. All right, Nick. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.